13 minutes past 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, streaming online at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Well, a week from this Saturday, they are inducting the newest class in the Midview Athletics Hall of Fame. We had Rob Overy on with us about a week or so ago to talk about this year's ceremonies, this year's festivities, and this year's class. And we have one of the members of this year's class on the line with us right now, Lisa Krashenko. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. And, boy, you had an incredible career in multiple sports. You played on some really, really good teams as well. When you take a look back at your high school career with the Middies, what is it that you think you enjoyed the most about that career? Because, well, you played on so many really, really awesome teams.
I mean, I just think the group of girls that I got to play with, you know, a lot of us, especially basketball, started as early as fourth grade together. So, you know, just growing up playing with the same group of girls, it was a lot of fun. You know, we were all competitive, but I just think we all played really well together, just getting to grow up and play on the same team.
Take us through the process about how you found out that you were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, because I would imagine, you know, whenever you get that phone call, that's got to be pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely. You know, after my high school career, I decided not to pursue sports in college, but I actually took up running. So I, you know, started doing a bunch of marathons, just ran the Boston Marathon. And, you know, I think through that, I had kind of heard through my cousin Kim Kaufman, who coached me throughout several of my years of basketball. You know, her and Robert Overy had contacted me, and, you know, it was definitely a surprise and just an honor to be inducted. So it's definitely awesome.
For those of us who will never get the opportunity to finish the Boston Marathon, I want you to kind of give us an idea as to what that experience was like, because I would imagine that's an experience like none other.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the hardest part was just the training to actually get there. You know, if people aren't runners or know, you know, the quality of the Boston Marathon, you know, there's certain times you have to get just to qualify for it. And, you know, it was brutal. It was awful training. And, you know, I got an injury right beforehand, but just the whole atmosphere being in Boston, you know, especially after the bombing, you know, just an entire city is there cheering you on, you know, complete strangers yelling for you. And, you know, definitely got me through. And it was just one of the best experiences I've ever had crossing that finish line.
Lisa, you played multiple sports while you were at Midview. It seems like in this day and age, everyone tries to specialize in one or another to try and get that big college scholarship. What did playing in three sports do for you, and did you think it gave you advantage in some of the other sports while you played?
I definitely do. You know, going year-round pretty much with sports, you know, really kept me in shape. And, you know, I think basketball and softball were definitely my two favorites, I would say. I definitely enjoyed volleyball. It was just kind of a third sport that I picked up along the way. But just playing all three, like I said, really kept me in shape, kept me going for each of the sports. You know, it's kind of funny looking back, though, because now that I'm a runner, that was my least favorite part about the sports at the time, and now I do it for fun. So,
hey, we could all certainly attest to that. Running was always tough in high school,
yeah,
because it made it something you had to do in order to keep yourself in shape. And you're right, that is kind of interesting. All these years later, now you're in the Boston Marathon. So
yeah, exactly.
It is. It's interesting how that kind of comes full circle. Lisa Krashenko is being inducted into the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame a week from this Saturday. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Everybody's got a story as to how they originally got involved with athletics. Where did your love for athletics originally begin?
It's funny you ask that, because as I was preparing my speech, I looked back, you know, at home when I was back up in the area a couple weeks ago, and there's actually a picture of me with my cousin Kim Kaufman when I was probably about 5 years old, holding a basketball. And, you know, between that and having two older brothers, I think, you know, I was kind of born into sports with that. And, you know, there wasn't Barbie dolls involved. I was constantly, you know, I was in the driveway dribbling basketball, and, you know, that right there started from a very young age. I just loved playing sports.
Did you have a favorite athlete growing up?
I mean, I think the typical, you know, Michael Jordan, everyone loved Michael Jordan. Because of one of my older brothers, Mike, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, I followed a lot of their footsteps of who they liked when I was younger. So,
at least in playing the sports at Midview, was there ever one thing that sort of stands out to you, whether it be in one sport or another? Is there a memory you kind of go back to you when you think of your playing days?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely say our basketball season when we beat Magnificat. You know, we were definitely the underdog. No one was expecting us to win. And, it was just, you know, a huge win for us. I mean, I just remember in the locker room, like, just all of us still in shock afterwards. You know, anytime you're the underdog and, you know, everyone's expecting you to lose. And, you know, we just came out, played our hearts out, and it was just something I'll definitely never forget is winning against them.
Now, you mentioned that you've really kind of taken up running, ran the Boston Marathon. What kinds of other things have you done since graduation?
Well, I like to just, you know, casually play basketball every once in a while. My husband and I belong to a gym, and I like to show him up and show him that I still have my skills. Which he likes to say that he lets me win, but I think he's in denial about that. But we like to just, you know, go around and shoot around for fun, and, you know, we'll get some friends together and play some pickup games of basketball. But other than that, you know, I run a lot, probably 6 days a week. I'm, you know, out there running or training for another race.
What goes into that whole training process? Because I've heard some interesting stories about the training process. I've heard that you have a little bit more freedom when it comes to your diet, because if you're burning that many calories, you can actually take in a few more calories. So what's that whole process like, training for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, running that much definitely makes me a lot more hungry, so I'm constantly wanting to eat. But, you know, with running that much, you kind of have to balance it out also, because, you know, you want to keep your muscle and not lose, you know, too much weight. But, you know, the night before a long run, you know, they like to tell you to do the whole carb loading. So, you know, whether it's pasta, protein, meats. But I definitely have eaten a lot more since I've started running.
Was there anything you take from the sports you played in the past, softball? I realize it's sort of a different competition, but is there anything you take from those into the running world as you continued your training?
I mean, I think just like I did in all the sports is, you know, to try my hardest, never give up. You know, running's just as hard, if not harder, than any of the sports. You know, it takes a lot of determination and courage not to give up. So, you know, just one of those things whenever I'm on a race or training or anything, you know, just like I did in sports of, you know, I'm not going to give up. You know, no matter how hard it is, you try your hardest when you get out there.
Our own Tim Alcorn had the call for the aforementioned game between the Middies and Magnificat as well. He said that game was absolute bedlam, so he validated what you mentioned to us just a few moments ago. Now, when it comes to the Hall of Fame speech, how does this process work? Will you have somebody induct you? Do you have somebody picked out already?
Yeah, actually my cousin, Kim Kaufman, she's actually on the committee also. You know, she just, like I said, she started me into sports a lot, you know, coached me my first basketball team when I was in fourth grade. And, you know, I got to experience a lot of my basketball career with her, you know, and pushing me along the way. And like I said, making me work hard and, you know, never, you know, she's to thank a lot for me getting inducted in this, you know, and just pushing me along the way.
Very cool stuff. Well, Lisa, we certainly appreciate you joining us here on the show, and best of luck next weekend, and
thank
enjoy
you.
That whole process. The whole Hall of Fame process is always a lot of fun, but we appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All righty. That is Lisa Kraschinko. She's being inducted into the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame a week from this coming Saturday. And, boy, I tell you what, that should be a lot of fun. I think that's going to be a really cool weekend. Again, we had Rob Overy on the show last week to talk about the festivities they've got planned. So that should be a really, really fun weekend. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Farming is hard. Recycling old tractor tires has been even harder. Until now, thanks to an EPA grant, Lorain County Solid Waste is holding an